Good morning, Kelvin.
Welcome. Good morning, Guy.
It is September the 29th. I've seen Hillary Steele this morning. What more could you ask for? I mean, when somebody that famous graces our presence and friends just chatting, it's just phenomenal. Today, though, in the effort to have a B2B show, we better call it the Thursday B2B Adventure for 2016, September 29th. And let's have a look at the show notes, shall we? Now we have a look at the show notes, Kelvin. This is today's episode, the Geier Report B2B Thursday. And one of the things, I don't know if, how your desktop works, but one of the things I have is checklists. Mm-hmm. And I found a really nice one on the developers.google.com site, and it's going to be in the show notes. As always, you can get to the show notes if you go look here at the geiercookreport.podbean.com, and it'll have today's date, and you click on this link right at the bottom, and it'll take you to the show notes. The WordPress Powered Blog has the show notes. But anyway, that'll look like this. And the checklist goes into the basic do's and don'ts, first up, things that you want to do. I think one of the things they left off, the first thing you want to do before you do anything in this checklist, set up a Google account. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just do it with Gmail, and then they'll get all the things that comes with that. But myaccounts.google.com, get one of those set up, then start on this checklist. Because then you can go in and register and verify your site on Search Console. It used to be called Google Webmaster Tools, but that'll get it done. The second thing that you want to do, especially if you have a brick and mortar business, is do Google My Business, the second thing you see on this list here. The third thing is support HTTP URLs in your app. And we talked about this right before we, did the kickoff. Not everybody has an app. If you don't have an app, I'll forgive you, because I don't have an app on every single website. And Kelvin said he doesn't either. So I think it must be legal, because we would never do something illegal. Not cricket. The getting the basics down section of the notes, as you can see, create quality content. Okay, you've done that. Then you want to employ accelerated mobile pages, called AMP for short. Accelerated mobile pages are served from Google. They take your content, restyle it, reformat it, and make it appear. So you want to get up to speed on doing that correctly. There's a right way and a wrong way, and I'll leave it at that. Let you explore and learn about that as you would, or have your developer learn about that. App indexing, again, if your website doesn't have an app, it's okay. Today we'll forgive you. The third thing it talks about in the basic is mobile-friendly pages. Now, if you've got a content management system like Joomla or WordPress-powered blog like these show notes are, you're going to be mobile-friendly, and that link will take you to the tester for Google's measure of if your site's mobile-friendly. Wouldn't that be nice to you?
Mm-hmm.
The third thing they talk about, after you've got set up, after you've got the basics down, is to get indexed. Usually that happens automatically. These days they just say, oh, there's a new homepage. Let's see what that's about. And they'll get all the links after the homepage. Okay. You can accelerate that process with providing a sitemap, the list of URLs. Remember when you verified your site in Search Console? Well, this got an index or a listing in the index that says submit your sitemap. You can test it there and submit it there. And the other thing, a little bit more of a learning curve, is to set up a notification to Google for time-sensitive events. Like here where I live, they're going to have First Friday on the first Friday of October. So that's a time-sensitive event. So they maybe want to push that into Google, make sure that it gets loud and proud broadcast and resurfaced on all of the sharing links that it can be. So make your content eligible for enhanced search results. Now, if you've been following the show, you know I talked about structured data the other day. And that will enable rich results in your site as articles, recipes, events. And they have a link there to see the gallery for all the examples. on the options there. There's a way you can enable additional customized site features like breadcrumbs to get your logo and your site links and a search box. All of that goes into rich data. The structured data thing will work that way. And if you're the source of your content, then you want to also explore how to contribute to Google knowledge graph cards. Those, I guess, you know what a Twitter card is? It's sort of like that, Kelvin, mm-hmm. but the knowledge graph cards is a separate apple in the fruit stand. It's something that you should add to your checklist, and I'll let you explore that and get that done. Lastly, no, it's not lastly. Next, we have test. Now, the motto of our company is if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. Well, that's true, especially with structured data. But here's the link to the structured data testing tool. And it's easy as cake to use. You upload your structured data into your site. Then you go and take that absolute URL, so the GeierCookOnlineServices.com WAC 2016-09-29 WAC or dash guy dash r dash cook dash report dash b2b dash Thursday. When I put the video into that, I will take the structured data testing tool and say, okay, are we Cricut? Does this work? And bazinga, it comes up and says, oh, you've got an error. When I first tested this structured data for video objects, the form that I was using didn't allow me to have the upload date. And so I found out what the syntax for the upload date is, put it in there, the minutes and seconds for the time, and then right after that, the upload date. Got that straight. And then I notified the author of that form and said, hey, your form's not complete. A requirement to be structured data testing tool correct is the upload date has to be there. So be sure that you test your work, because if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. Then go to your search console at Google Webmaster Tools. Remember, you submitted the site, and you're going to get a site-wide view of your markup, and it's going to show you any errors that you have and any opportunities to improve your rich data, your structured data, to give you more polished, rich results in search, perhaps. And now I think I can say, lastly, you want to analyze, because if you're not measuring your performance, you can't make it better. You know, if you come up number six on a page for a search query, and you want to be number one, well, what do you have to do that? You won't know it unless you look at two things. Search Console, which is Google Webmaster Tools with a new name, and Google Analytics. Do them both. Once you set up in Search Console, verifying your site into Google Analytics, they'll ask you, are you in Search Console? Yes, we are. So there you have it. Set those two things up. The Firebase Analytics has to do with apps. And like we said earlier, if you don't have an app, God will forgive you. And so will Kelvin. So will I. Okay? And so on that note, I think that we'll go back to the rest of the show notes in terms of shout-outs and thank yous. Again, as always, you can go and get the show notes right here at the Geier Cook Report. podbean.com, and hopefully this number over here on the right will say 189 episodes and more downloads, because you've shared this with your friends and we've gone viral. And if we've made Hillary Steele happy, hey, that's a good thing. On that note, I think I'll just say those three magic words that send us back to the, wait a minute, see. No, I think it's six words. That's when I say, see you on the other side. That's it, Kelvin. That's the show notes. And as always, those are available. I should have done this before, but they're available at thegeierkirkreport.podbean.com. It'll have today's date, 2016-09-29. And if I had my ducks in a row, those would have already been there. And anyway, give that a go and click on the link there, and that'll take you to the WordPress powered blog. And so on that one, I think I'll just say, have I forgotten anything?
Only that we'll see you again tomorrow.
That's right. And you know what tomorrow is? TGIF, the Friday wrap-up. And we'll have the link in the show notes for the newsletter subscription. By George, I think we've done it. We can say those three magic words now. It's a wrap.